For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. One in five rural hospitals is at risk of closing, according to research from Chartis Center for Rural Health, primarily in states that opted out of Medicaid expansion. The center's Michael Topchick points to increased demand for services and rising personnel costs from staffing shortages.
We've got 453 hospitals vulnerable to closure, and even if a hospital stays open, it doesn't mean that they're providing the same services they once were.
Topchick says 43% of rural hospitals are operating in the red. Those in North Carolina should get relief after state lawmakers voted this month to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Daquan Marcel Love is with the state's NAACP. He says expansion benefits Black residents who face systematic barriers accessing quality health care.
Our rural hospitals are disappearing. Services are being taken away. But Medicaid expansion is a lifeline.
North Carolina is the 41st state to expand Medicaid. Two states that haven't, Kansas and Wyoming, have the highest percentage of rural hospitals regularly losing money. Access to Medicaid directly impacts another vulnerable population, those without a home. Xander Brown has more.
In the past 2 years, homelessness in the U.S. has risen 1%. But folks who coordinate local homeless services tell the Housing and Urban Development Department their workload is up nearly 6%. Finding housing can be harder in rural communities, says Jeff Olivet with U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness, because paying rent requires finding a job that pays a livable wage. And that can be challenging without a car or access to public transportation.
Even at 10 miles, distance can be a huge barrier that could mean the difference between a job and no job for somebody.
Being unhoused can also trigger mental health issues. And Olivet says states that have foregone Medicaid expansion may provide fewer health care services.
When we think about access to mental health care and substance use treatment, even if they're ready to go into treatment, there's no place available within 100 miles.
I'm Xander Brown.
An itty-bitty bunny is dying out, losing its sagebrush habitat to development, disease, and wildfires. What's called the pygmy rabbit lives in the Sagebrush Sea, an area stretching from Oregon to Wyoming. Some conservationists want endangered species protection for the rabbit, whose declining numbers, they say, represent a biodiversity crisis.
In the past 40 years, we've seen about 26 million acres in the pygmy habitat range burn. That's about 15%.
Vera Smith with Defenders of Wildlife says the tiny rabbit that weighs less than a pound relies on sagebrush for food and protection from predators. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.